Hello, Podlers. Coming up, it's been a tricky little show.
And then the mini disc player came up, and I thought, right, enjoy.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Matt, you walked in today, and you just dropped a huge music fact on me, which I love.
That's why
I stuck a little bit of Portishead on, because something amazing has happened.
Yeah, because the lead singer of Portishead, Beth Gibbons, was in the Mercury nominations this year, 29 years after that album won the Mercury Prize.
I think we say to Beth Gibbons, well done.
Yeah, well done, Beth. Lives outgrown her solo album.
Excellent work. Right, as promised, it is now time for you to win some merchandise. It's a strip of three temporary tattoos that you can put on your body. And what you need to do to win them is answer a question based on yesterday's show, because I'm going to play you a clip from yesterday's show, but the tattooist needle gun is all over the top of it. Just tell us what lies beneath. And this clip was when, using your help, we created the top 25 things we think that should just stop being made. And we received this text. Someone's got in touch saying, morning, Dave, morning, team. I was at Ladies' Day at the races on Friday, and there was an individual there all dressed up in her finery, and she was wearing a pair of...
Wow.
Surely that defeats the point of...
If it goes out the window.
So, what was the punter wearing on Ladies' Day at the races? To win yourself the merch, just tell me, was it A, high... heeled Crocs, or B, Cuban heeled Heelys? So A, high-heeled Crocs, or B, Cuban heeled Heelys?
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Hello there, Sandra.
Hello there, Dave. Good morning, Dave. Good morning, team.
Hello, it's Sandra. Main Station Sandra, she'll ever be known. Currently in bed, I hear, via the Hype Beast one, but is that true, Sandra?
Currently in bed with a lovely cup of tea.
Oh, in bed with a lovely cup of...
Tea's made, was it?
Oh, no, I had to get up and actually make it myself.
Yeah,
oh.
Get up and make it yourself.
I still like the old school idea of it just being
nice.
There.
Us
next
being the radio
year,
alarm.
When the radio alarm goes
off,
and
hello.
There it is, it's boiling
good
away.
Good morning, Sandra. Yeah. Let's give you some temporary tattoos, shall we, Sandra? basically, yesterday we were compiling a list of the top 25 things we think as the planet we should just stop making. And we received a message about somebody wearing a certain thing at Ladies' Day. Were they wearing high-heeled Crocs or Cuban-heeled Heelys? Which one was it, Sandra?
It was definitely number E because I heard it.
Okay, let's see if you're right. Someone's got in touch saying, morning, Dave, morning, team. I was at Ladies' Day at the races on Friday, and there was an individual there all dressed up in her finery, and she was wearing a pair of... high-heeled Crocs. You've done it. Well done. It was high-heeled Crocs.
Yay.
I think there is a market for Cuban-heeled Heelys, though.
Yeah, I invented those at about 5 to 6 this morning. Do you think they're good?
Yeah.
It was just as an alternative answer.
The shelves, yeah.
That's good. Sandra, are you a Croc wearer?
I have a pair, but I don't wear them very often.
Okay, you have a pair, but you don't wear them very often. Okay. And where are you going to put us on your body, Sandra, when you win the tats?
On my left arm with my current tattoo.
On your left arm with your current tattoo. Sandra, it has been lovely having you tuned into the show. Enjoy the rest
of
your tea. Enjoy your mini lay-in, and we'll speak to you real soon.
Would you say hello to my boys who are out in Paris listening to you on the app?
Yeah, do you know what? If they're listening in the Rayo app, that's absolutely fine. I'm gonna let you take the floor. You do the hellos. Mm. You go for it, Sandra. It's all yours.
Okay. To Jeff and Chris, have fun today at the Olympics and love from us.
Nicely done,
lovely
Sandra.
Stuff.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
The warmest of welcomes to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show. It is your Wednesday morning. The time is coming up to 11 minutes past 7. So, Matt, when it comes to entertainment on social media, what's been tickling your pickle?
Well, it's all about claw machines and emojis today, Dave, because there's a hack or sort of cheat code doing the rounds that's gone viral around the world for the old claw machines in the arcade, the ones that you never win a cuddly toy on. And this is like, it's like one of those old cheat codes you'd get for a console.
Get
back
cake,
in the
wear
day.
Cake, fly.
Yes, yeah, the old Batman one, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think that would get you a cape. And then obviously there was the artist who named himself
Sam
after
Duckworth's
the cheat code.
Band
That's right.
name, didn't it? Yeah,
That's right.
Amazing. Yeah, so like those old cheats you used to type in. So here is how to hack a claw machine. Now, I'm fairly sure this won't work, but that people are saying it does work, right?
Are they? Okay.
I'm certainly going to try it at my local arcade just to see if it does work. But this is how you do it. Get your pens and paper out, everyone. Here it comes.
All you have to do is come to the joystick and spin it for a couple seconds and then go up, 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 down, 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 left, right, left, right, up, down, and then press the yellow button 3 times. And then once you put that code in, the machine is now going into maintenance mode. So as soon as you put your money in, this is only for the workers to test the machine to make sure it's working properly. So now line up your prize, and then before you drop it, you have to hold the button the entire time. So I'm going to hold the button the entire time, and it works every single time.
Nah, bro, he's having a song.
Surely not.
100%. Surely.
That's not the maintenance code.
Wiggle it around a bit at the beginning. And
yeah,
then...
some of it's a bit vague, yeah. The wiggling, like, how does it monitor that?
Could you're never going to remember that, though, either, are you?
Well, unless you listen back on Demand in the Free Rail app.
Look, I'm going to share it on my Instagram stories, and then I'll take that with me to the arcade. Well, I'll go through it. I'll write it down.
If you and the Social Ammo team have time today, could you do, like, some dance remix to that guy saying that, because I think left, we can get some kind of
nice,
massive TikTok dance
like
routine going.
Steps dance or something, yeah. So anyway, try that or don't try that, it's up to you. I'm pretty sure it won't work. But the other story is a list of the most endangered emojis in the world. Some of them,
I can see David Attenborough narrating this now.
Yeah. Some of them are on the verge of extinction.
Oh no, which ones?
Some emojis are. Well, they've done a study of like the most, the 100 least searched for emojis. This is based in the States, so it's based on their use of emojis in America, but, you know, it can be widened out to the whole of the world. And some of them are dropping so much in popularity, they may cease to exist, because Gen Z aren't really using emojis, and then there's, like, boomers and Gen Xers who are late to the party and are still using them, and that makes them look sort of embarrassing.
Well, can you cut this up to my screen, please, Matt, so I can have a look?
But it's on your screen. The list, the top 14 endangered emojis.
Okay,
on your screen.
Okay, the third most endangered emoji is one of my favourite emojis. It's the preach hands emoji.
Preach hands.
Yeah, I like that one.
I couldn't comment on any of my friends' things they've achieved in life on Instagram without using that.
Exactly.
Honestly, you either write a book or you wipe your baby's bum, and I'm using that. Yeah, I am using that emoji.
It's an easy one. It fits all occasions. But yeah, that's in danger. So use it or lose it, Dave.
Oh, but the monkey covering its eyes, that's got to go. In at number 4.
Oh, I still use that.
Do you?
Is that a cool badge that I use?
It is. On cool badge day, it is. Yes, thank you, Anna. Get them in early.
Any emoji use is a cool badge in this day and age. And then they've got that one where there's a girl with a hand, like she's holding a plate, and apparently that means a haircut.
It means you've had a haircut.
I thought that meant diva.
No, apparently emoji came out to clarify that whilst the world was using it as like, uh-huh, honey, what it meant was I've had a haircut.
I'm late with this.
So then they did a haircut emoji.
Yeah. You're
I think you might be a decade late with that, by the way. So give me another call badge.
But even that little smirky face is in danger.
No one knows how to use that properly, though, do they?
No one just
You spent the last
really
10 minutes asking producer Ellie, what does that mean?
Well, she just kept pulling the face.
She just did the face on the emoji. So unless we paint you yellow, we have no idea what it means.
Sunglasses one, that can go.
Now, the sunglasses one is proper boomer.
Yeah, that is such a, did someone say Bev Rogino emoji, isn't it?
That is. It's cool though, doesn't it?
That's the thing.
Give me badge number 3.
If you think it means cool,
hey guys,
it isn't cool.
That does mean cool though, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I feel like I need a dictionary of emojis to understand.
I know what I mean. I'm no authority.
They're dying out.
What's in at number 1, Matt? Reveal the
number one
emoji that's dying out.
The way divers say okay. The way scuba divers communicate underwater.
I think it's moved beyond just the world of scuba diving, isn't it?
That's where it came from.
Like, so A-OK.
But that is incredibly uncool as well. That whole sign.
Yeah, wow. Okay, so can you put these on your social so people can see them?
I'll share them as well on Twitter.
Yeah,
because even the crazy face with the one eye shut and the tongue coming out is in
danger. I've always loved that emoji, always.
It's sad times.
Do you use that, Anna?
Yes, I do.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
In this little 30-minute slot, I'm going to play all the music that you love across our 9 different playlists. Of course, you can get involved via the free Rayo app or right there on your digital radio or your smart speaker. Plus, I'm going to give you the opportunity to work hard for a shout-out in 5 weeks of shout-outs. And on a Wednesday morning, well, it's the Wiki Quiz. So I have taken 3 passages from a famous person's Wikipedia page, and all you need to do is correctly identify who they are from the information given.
This game.
So then you just need to send me the answer, who is the famous person on the Wiki Quiz? But along with that, you send me your name, you send me where you are, you send me the details you want me to shout out to whoever you want me to give a shout out to. Shall we begin?
Yes.
Well, paragraph 2, line 4. This celebrity has a restaurateur side hustle and has co-owned 7 popular restaurants, including Langan's Brasserie in London and the South Beach Brasserie in Miami Beach.
Ooh.
Paragraph 2. Oh, no, paragraph 6, line 2. Pardon me. This actor's real name is Maurice Micklewhite. He's never changed it throughout his 70-year career, even being knighted as Sir Maurice Micklewhite in the year 2000. And finally, paragraph 18, line 9. This person's speaking voice is one of the most widely mimicked on the planet. But he revealed on this very breakfast show that the best impression of himself that he's ever heard comes courtesy of Tom Hanks. And they are your 3 clues. So who is it?
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
So I have 3 facts from a famous person's wiki page. Can you tell me who it is? So paragraph 2, line 4, we know this celebrity is also a restaurateur, as well as what he's known for doing. Paragraph 6, line 2, this person's real name is Maurice Micklewhite. And finally, this person has a speaking voice that has been widely mimicked. Impressions of him are done across the planet, but he told me on this very show that the person who does the best impression of him is Tom Hanks. And this is the moment I heard that tale.
Tom Hanks, you know the American actor, Tom Hanks.
I do, yes.
he does the best one of me.
Well, isn't it weird to have, you know, an Oscar-winning actor of such fine standing in Tom Hanks doing the best impression of you? That's lovely.
Well, he said to me, he said, I became an actor when I saw you. I said, wait, so my dad took me in a drive-in theatre when I was a little boy. He said, and I thought, I'd like to do that.
So how lovely to have Sir Michael Caine on the show.
Yeah, are you familiar with Tom Hanks' work?
Have you heard of the actor? So it rings a bell, Sir Michael.
Tom Hanks. Was he in Game of Thrones? Was he? Is that why I'm not familiar with him?
The one with the woman turns into a fish? I remember that one. Yeah. Anyway, congratulations to everybody who got it, including Bradley, who's getting his wonderful patients off to more sporting events today. Cheryl in Hereford getting mucky looks from her dog, who can't have any breakfast because he's having an operation later. By the way, Dave, he weighs 9 kilograms. Good. So we hope it all goes well. Dom, who wants a big shout out to the guys at Found Brewery in Kidderminster. Dan in Scarborough having a coffee before doing some Tai Chi and then going to work. Tom in Godmorning on his way to drop the kids off at the grandparents and then heading to work to sort some geotech radar surveys out. Claire from Colshalton, please say hello to everyone at Spytech Electrical Services who are working hard throughout the heat. Hello everyone at Spytech
Geotech Radar. Yeah,
if he works at MI6, you can't ask for a shout-out. You just can't do it. Paul, who wants a shout-out to his brilliant and lovely wife, Lisa, who celebrates her birthday tomorrow, and it's their 10-year wedding anniversary. Well, happy birthday to Lisa, and happy anniversary, Paul and Lisa. And finally, Robbie, the engineer, whose daughter, Poppy, is currently, at this moment in time, in labour with their first grandchild.
Oh, amazing. Wow, what a time to text the radio.
I was just thinking that. It's
Dad, I need gas and air. I need some gas and air. What were you doing? You texting the radio station.
Pipe down, it's 8:12. I didn't get the last bit. Didn't hear what Dave said. No, of course, good luck to Poppy and congratulations to all of the family. And there'll be another opportunity, another game for you to play to earn a shout out tomorrow morning at this time.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It's cool Badge Day. So if you have said, done, or overheard, witnessed something with your actual eyes that could be considered by most to be uncool, well, I need the details at 8, 12, 15. And yesterday in the office, just after the show, I feel like Matt dragged me into his tractor beam of uncoolness.
Feeling old.
I felt I was over here being all 28 and up in your grills.
Yeah.
like I am, and then all of a sudden, a conversation unfurled in front of me.
You started wavering, didn't you?
I couldn't. I didn't know what to do. Because yesterday there was Anna saying that I only needed two wax candles of numbers for my birthday.
You've held that against me, haven't you?
Oh, well, I'm never gonna let you off the hook for that, Anna. You know, you went from being my favourite ever person to being top five. But yeah, I just need a 2 and an 8. So
that's what you need. Yeah.
But yesterday, this conversation that was happening in the office, even I was like, I might have to just burn those numbered candles down to the nub and just go and buy some other numbers that are slightly higher.
I felt incredibly old. It was when I heard the hype.
Well, you are.
I know, exactly. Well, I know I am. Yeah, well, I embrace it because you can't do anything about it, can you?
No.
So I heard the Hypebeast Womble producer Mark explaining the function of the anti-skip mode on a CD Walkman, on a Discman, to Ellie and Charlie, our younger colleagues. Because Charlie said she'd seen a Walkman in a shop the other day and she couldn't believe what it was.
These are 25 years and under.
Yeah.
Like, she literally was looking at it going, what is this thing?
No. And we're trying to work out if it was a cassette one or a CD one.
Oh, and then going back down to the desk.
And we talked about the anti-skip, the non-skip not working. I remember I said I did a paper round and I had a non-skip CD and it just didn't work, and it was, I just felt so old.
There was a moment in the conversation, right, where Charlie, she was like talking to us about it, and then she kind of looked at the only other face she could recognise in this group of old craggy faces, which was Ellie's fellow young face. But have you heard of the Sony Discman? And then Ellie was like, yeah. And why had Ellie heard of the Sony Discman?
Why was it?
Because she'd seen it on Friends. Apparently it's in an episode of Friends.
Right. Of course,
and Ross has got
Ross
one. And I was like, please help me.
You've just got to just accept that you're ageing. This is it.
It was the worst conversation I've ever been party to. I'm not going to lie.
We were certainly handing in cool badges.
We were. And then the mini disc player came up and I thought, right, I'm out. Yeah. I'm out.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
And still the questions come.
Yeah.
Ellie's like, did you wear them all of the time?
Yeah.
You know, did you always have them on?
The trouble is, they only had one function, the Walkman, and that was just to play music. So you'd only really do it when you wanted to listen to music.
Yeah, it's kind of like, Ellie thinks it was like the Jetsons is what's worrying me. Like, this kind of look at what the future would be like, but very much from the past. Yeah.
And the headphones, they had like little bits of foam around them to make them comfortable.
Orange foam, Ellie.
Well, it was the opposite of noise cancelling, I'd say.
They were flimsy.
Years away from that.
Yeah. You used to see them there was a point you'd see them discarded in near
very
railways
flimsy.
And stuff,
wouldn't
very you? Like, broken
flimsy,
in.
Yeah, they had to be replaced a lot, but yeah.
We've got an image up for you to look at. What do you think?
I mean, they look very flimsy.
They are flimsy.
I think that I still quite like them.
Mm. They might come back around.
Yeah, they probably will. It's such a callback thing to say. They might come back around. Yeah, 100%.
You heard it here first, kids.
100%. Keep those cool badges coming.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
On Cool Badge Day, could we spend 30 minutes worth of talky bits, talking about the now defunct headphones you used to get with a Sony Walkman? But I come cap in hand to you, Anna Geary, asking for an apology.
Yeah. Oh.
Because you said you never know those flimsy headphones with the orange foam that many of us remember, they might come back into fashion. And how I mocked. And how wrong, as always, I was. Because you can now buy them for £4.99 online.
Wow.
Should you want to.
Retro.
And this isn't like an eBay thing where someone found them in the loft, you know, where they packed up their belongings and then they've discovered them. These are new, repurposed, retro over-ear headphones. Vintage Feelings headphones is what it's called.
Vintage Feelings.
When was the last time you had a Vintage Feeling, Matt Dyson?
I get it all the time, mate. And when you get to my age, every time I bend down to pick something up.
But
it turns out Anna has got her finger on the pulse of
it
the,
does.
Of the youth and
I
their fashion movement.
I always have.
Amazing. Wow.
So they're retro, let me read the description to you here. Retro over-ear headphone, vintage feelings, I'll never read those words aloud again with the same meaning. Retro lightweight earphones, hi-fi stereo earphone headset, Walkman headphone for most mobile phones playback devices. It says Pervices. The headphones are orange and they are £4.99. Shall we buy some? Shall we make Ellie wear them all the way home on the bus?
Yeah.
These are just some of the questions I'm asking myself. But keep your cool badges coming, please. It's all about you guys. Yours are on the way.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Hi, Dave. Hi, team. I need to hand my road trip cool badge in. Oh. Do tell more, Laura. She says that this week, whilst driving back from Anglesey with my stepdad, I was just jabbering rubbish at him and started pointing out how cool the different mown fields looked. Wow. And then I uttered the words, I do find fields interesting. Wow. So there you go. Do take my road trip cool badge as I no longer need it. Well, thank you, Laura. Yeah, saying to another human, I do find fields interesting. That's quite cool, badgey. Rob in Southend's got in touch. Dave, I would like to hand in Claire Balding's cool badge.
Ooh. Whoa. Steady on.
For simply getting overexcited discussing lactic acid during the Olympics coverage yesterday. As a PE teacher, I can assure you that no one should be that excited talking about levels of lactic acid after exercise. Come to mention it, Dave, why don't you take my badge as well as I message this thing from Rob to say in Southend. So apparently this is a legendary clip of, the great Claire Balding getting excited about lactic acid.
About that on Monday night while watching the
was
swimming.
It Monday,
apparently,
right?
Yeah, that's when she tried to sound all sciencey and talking about lactic acid. It's like, I think that's fair enough, isn't it? They've got a lot of commentary to do. They've got to fill
a lot of time. That's it.
Yeah, lactic acid is a whole minute's worth of chat.
If Rob's telling me that there is footage of Claire Balding discussing lactic acid at the swimming, I'm going on iPlayer to find it after the show today, and I am going to watch it. I am a supporter here. So, Anna.
Yes.
We've kind of had a bit of a tech theme running throughout this morning's cool badge segment, which has been nice. It's always nice when there's a theme. We never set out for one. These things just happen. The radio gods smile down upon us. And you said you thought maybe the orange foamed headphones from the Sony Walkman would come back into fashion one day. How I mocked. But it turns out you were right, and you can now buy them, you know, remade a modern version. But tech in your own world isn't going too well, is it?
No, it's not.
Very publicly, in fact. So tell everyone what happened.
Well, I'm a late adopter when it comes to technology, and I've recently got into Apple Pay.
Where have you
got into is probably the wrong.
Into it. It's great.
Have you seen it? No plot spoilers. Okay. So you started using Apple Pay, which effectively, in case you do not know, is if you're an iPhone user, you can put your kind of bank cards on your phone. So you tap them instead of tapping your card.
Exactly.
But it's been around for what, 10 years now, maybe, has it? I mean, you are quite late to this party.
And I haven't really set it up properly. So every time I'm using it on the tube and I'm tapping the barrier, it asks for my passcode or facial recognition. So I've been putting my face down to the barrier.
Isn't that brilliant?
While it's on the thing, while it's on the tap.
Imagine being at the train or tube station near where you live and seeing somebody keep the phone on the actual device and then just put they're bowing to the gods of the gates that will allow me through. Oh, please let me through into Euston Station.
Bowing down at the barrier.
Bowing down.
And you're in a rush and it's rush hour and you're trying to get somewhere. Someone's bowing at the barrier.
People having to wait for me.
Of course they are.
But you know, like yesterday, I was out with Mr. Sad Ticket, who I've mentioned on this show.
Mr. Sad Ticket, when he tried to rename the cool badge feature.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And like usually, you know, if I'm on my own and I'm putting my face to the barrier, it's kind of
okay. All the time.
but with him, it's like
it's not,
someone
by the way.
Else that's watching.
Yeah.
And he was just like looking at me, and he's the opposite as well. He's really into tech. He's got like, you know, he talks into his remote control and it turns his lights on.
This is why I think when I was off, people thought he might be a spy. You know, he's got all these, he's got an exploding pen, ink comes out of the back of his car,
an ejector seat.
He's got everything. So he witnessed you do this.
Was like, what are you doing? And so anyway, now we're okay. I'm up to date because he's set the settings on my phone so that the minute you put the card on the barrier, it just opens.
Tell me you're not saying voila at the moment it happens now, are you?
I am getting very excited.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
So many messages into the studio at the moment saying, Dave, you've not given us an update on the Anna Geary soundboard in a wee while.
Oh, no.
So, of course, it all started with one of my favourite pieces of audio of all time.
Dave's the star of the show, so what he says goes.
Yeah, yeah. You loved that, didn't you?
Heart emoji.
Until she started mocking your age with the candle comments.
I got too big for my boobs.
Yeah, you did, yeah.
I need to rein it in, don't I?
That's another good one. Isolate the audio. I need to rein it in, don't I? I like that. This was a classic.
I think I would faint.
Oh, yes. Yeah, yeah.
I mean, of course, the all-time favourite is...
Not me.
The pirate impression.
That was amazing. Anna, could you do an impression of the ferryman on 10 Weeks of Tickets?
Not me.
And now, added to the soundboard, you wanted an update. Yeah. We just had it as part of the cool badge. We are thrilled. We now have access forever to this.
Voila.
And we
voila.
Love...
Voila.
Voila. Voila. I'm through the barriers.
Voila.
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 It's great, Anna. Thank you so, so much. And there is your Anna Geary soundboard update. Thank you.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Welcome along to Absolute Radio, where real music matters. And with that in mind, of course, all of that real music you're about to hear... you're not going to be hearing it again. Not between 9 and 5. It's called the No Repeat Guarantee, and it applies across the entire Absolute Radio network. Right, Matt, it's time for the social ammunition.
Extra, extra, extra.
What have you got for us today?
It's your George Lewis clip of the week.
Oh, I love
George.
He's
so prolific at the moment with his observational videos. Here is a great topical one. This is pretty much everyone when they're watching the Olympics on telly.
Okay. I'm not really bothered about watching any of it. Yeah, if it's the only thing on, fine.
10 minutes
stick
later.
Stick the landing, stick the landing, stick the landing. Come on! Clear hip circle. Beautiful, beautiful. She did well in the worlds last year.
The worlds.
Double salto there. Full out, full out. Oh, you should not be doing that at elite level.
The transformation is ridiculous. Okay, we're not all experts in lactic acid like Claire Balding, of course. I'll share that on my Instagram stories. You'll be talking about it later, and I've saved your data.
Marvellous.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
And that's it. Wednesday morning is, well, I normally say done and dusted. I mean, obviously, I don't just finish here at 10 a.m, say arrivederci, then I'm done for the day. That only happens maybe 3 or 4 times a week. But today, we definitely are not done and dusted because we're about to head down to Bounds Green and we're going to have the Big Berry Bowl-off versus Home. Versus
it's time
hometown.
For redemption against Bush and Ritchie after they won the Sinclair C5 race.
Indeed it is. We're going to play you the results of how we got on and basically who is the winner. Who is the victor? Who is the greatest tomorrow on The Breakfast Show? But for now, well, this edition of The Breakfast Show, it's been fun. And you can listen again in the free Rayo app. It's available on demand. Or you can wait for the new edition of The Daily Podcast to become available, which will happen in about 5 minutes. But Matt, what on earth should we name it?
Mm-hmm.
When was the last time you had vintage feelings, bowing at the barrier? I haven't worn a headband in ages. I'm not intimidated by sweatbands or we're going to have sweaty legs.
Oh, nice. I mean, bowing at the barrier was particularly great from that story from Anakin.
Oh, it's a lovely
or just
tale.
A voila potentially would be a potential title. But I think I like the vagueness of we're going to have sweaty legs.
So do I. So the Daily Podcast is named so. We're going to have sweaty legs. Up next, Sophie Kay is going to be here with the tea break trivia and the details that you need to enter the cash register, which is worth £260,000. That's how much money we will be giving away on Friday afternoon. As for us, we'll be back tomorrow morning from 6, hopefully carrying a trophy. So until then, stay safe, stay entertained.
Voila!